Historic First: Israel's President Herzog Meets UAE Crown Prince. By Deborah Brand on January 31, 2022. Israel's President Isaac Herzog met on Sunday with Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed in the first presidential state visit to the United Arab Emirates since the Trump-led Abraham Accords normalized ties between the two nations in 2020. The diplomatic meeting lasted over 2 hours and was described by the president's office as warm and cordial. "We are sending a message to the entire region that there is an alternative of peace and living together, and that the sons and daughters of Abraham can reside and dwell together in peaceful coexistence for the benefit of humanity," said Herzog, according to a readout by his office. "I wish to emphasize that we completely support your security requirements and we condemn in all forms and language any attack on your sovereignty by terrorist groups," he said, referring to recent attacks by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the UAE. "We are here together to find ways and means to bring full security to people who seek peace in our region." 3 workers were killed in Houthi drone attacks on the Emirati capital earlier this month. Soon after, Israel offered security and intelligence support to the Emirati nation in a bid to thwart future attacks. In a letter to bin Zayed, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett ordered the Israeli security establishment to provide their counterparts in the UAE with any assistance. Bin Zayed thanked Herzog for condemning the attacks. "I would like to thank you for your stance regarding the recent terrorist attacks on civilian facilities in the UAE. It is a stance that demonstrates our common view of the threats to regional stability and peace, particularly those posed by militias and terrorist forces, as well as our shared understanding of the importance of taking a firm stance against them," Bin Zayed, who is also known as MBZ, said. "Through peace, we in the UAE, Israel and the wider region can direct resources and capabilities towards serving our nations and paving the way for a better tomorrow," he added. Herzog and First Lady Michal Herzog were greeted with a full brass band as part of the welcoming ceremony at the Royal Palace. During the ceremony, the Israeli and Emirati national anthems were played. "I am bringing with me a blessing of peace and a message of peace to the entire region, to the peoples of the region," said Herzog. "Peace brings with it prosperity, progress, and growth for the benefit of the peoples of the region. This message of peace is the cornerstone of our relationship. And we are here to deliver a message both to Israelis and Emiratis and the region that the Abraham Accords should be continued and more nations should join us in this endeavor."